A new center-right coalition government has been appointed. New Prime Minister Petr Nečas says he wants the government's policy statement ready by August 4th. And the former governor of the Czech National Bank, Zdeněk Tuma, will likely lead the Prague ballot in local elections for the center-right Top 09 party. President Václav Klaus appointed a new center-right coalition government on Tuesday morning following the signing of a three-way agreement between the leaders of the Civic Democrat, Top 09, and Public Affairs parties on Monday. Mr. Klaus congratulated the new government, wishing them stability and urging reform without revolutionary measures. The official naming of the government starts the clock running for the coalition to win a vote of confidence in the lower house of parliament within 30 days. Head of the opposition Social Democratic Party, Bohuslav Sobotka, said Tuesday that his party would not support the government, as it does not agree with its program, choice of members, or the absence of women. However, the three parties have a comfortable 18-seat majority in the 200-seat lower house. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said after taking office that he wants the government's policy statement to be ready by August 4th. Parliament would then hold a vote of confidence in the new cabinet on August 10th. Mr. Nečas said that the new government would begin work on the policy statement next week. Meanwhile, the new prime minister has begun accompanying his cabinet members to their respective ministries, starting with the foreign minister, Karl Schwarzenberg. Mr. Schwarzenberg, who is also a member of parliament, said that he hoped the coalition would enable stand-in MPs so that voting would not take time from his diplomatic duties. The last five ministers will take their seats on Wednesday. The former governor of the Czech National Bank, Zdeněk Tuma, will likely top the Prague ballot in local elections for the center-right Top 09 party. According to the Czech press agency, numerous credible sources, including the party spokesman, have confirmed the likelihood of the nomination. Should the party prove capable of repeating its local success in parliamentary elections, local elections would see Mr. Tuma in the office of mayor of Prague. Zdeněk Tuma headed the Czech National Bank for more than 10 years before resigning in June. Before that, he served as an advisor to the Minister of Industry and Commerce and as executive director of the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development. The Daily Lidové Noviny writes that the new Minister of Transportation and second man in the Public Affairs Party, Vít Bárta, drives with an illegal license plate on his personal automobile. According to the paper, Mr. Bárta's Maserati sports car has a sticker with the registration number on its trunk rather than an officially issued license plate. The issue was addressed by the Transport Ministry spokesman on Tuesday, who said that his new boss was clearly in violation of the law. The minister himself has not yet commented on the matter. For driving without a valid license plate, he could be fined 10,000 crowns and have his driver's license revoked for up to a year. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions are expected to remain sunny and hot over the coming days, with a chance of storms on Tuesday and temperatures in the low 30s. I'm Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.